was sitting very eagerly listening to these wonderful narrations, especially Prithu Prabhu's at the end, really captured the spirit of Srila Prabhupada. I guess the story I thought to tell was more related to parents and how Srila Prabhupada dealt with them and dealt with his disciples in relation to them. But still, we're in Vrindavan. So I was based in Juhu, and I had never come to Vrindavan. Once I came, very briefly, before there was any center here, but I had never come after that, and I had never been here with Srila Prabhupada. And I was very involved in the Juhu project, and we had a lot of challenges, a lot of enemies. And everyone else was coming to Vrindavan to be with Prabhupada, so one day I thought, maybe this is just in my mind that, you know, I can't leave Juhu, that everything is depending on me, that something bad could happen if I left. So I came by train, and when I arrived, I walked past here, and later, one of Prabhupada's secretaries or servants told me that Srila Prabhupada saw me through the window and said, "What is Giriraj doing here? Giriraj can never leave Bombay." So he said, 3 days maximum. So the secretary gave me the message, and I was so mortified that I'm not going to stay even 3 days. I left after 2 days. Then, coming back to my parents, they came to meet me in Calcutta. And I was, like you described, the difference between a Bengali son and his mother and father being different from Americans. Well, I was different. And before they came, Prabhupada said, because I was already thinking like how to avoid them. So Prabhupada said, you know, when your parents come, you should spend time with them. It's your duty. So they came, and you know, basically, you know, they wanted me to go further from Prabhupada, and I wanted them to come closer to Prabhupada. So I brought them into Prabhupada's room. It was the same room in Rye Castle and Albert Road. And Prabhupada spoke very skillfully about how he had a pharmacy in Allahabad. And one of his customers was Motilal Nehru. And Motilal Nehru was a made in England man. Prabhupada said if he had a medicine manufactured in India and the exact same medicine manufactured in England, exact same chemical composition, and the one from England cost 20 times more than the one from India, Motilal Nehru would take the one made in England. had several sons, and one was Jawaharlal Nehru. And Jawaharlal Nehru was useless. And you know how it is. Motilal Nehru would come into the pharmacy and they would talk. And so he decided, you know, let me give him to the freedom movement. He's useless in any case. Let him join the freedom movement. So in this very subtle way, Srila Prabhupada was attacking my father's prejudices. You know, he certainly must have had the same prejudice that, you know, if it's made in England or made in America, it's better, you know. And he probably had that typical sense of being impressed by big people in the material. Oh, someone's a prime minister, he's a big person, and you know, he's impressed by him. Then Srila Prabhupada said that it was predicted that he, Srila Prabhupada, would become one of the richest men in the world. So you know, it's like he just spun this web of very intelligent words around my father in particular. And he was very impressed. He was very impressed. But then my father came to the point that they wanted me back. So it's sort of funny because in retrospect, I never thought of it in these terms before, but in retrospect, you know, my father, he was a like a debate champion in college, and a brilliant lawyer. So in retrospect, I could see he was trying to weave his web around Srila Prabhupada, but it had absolutely no effect whatsoever. So anyway, he said to Srila Prabhupada, we want to establish a trust for my son with $1 million in it, which is a lot then. Prabhupada said, yes, you can do. And my father said, but we want him to come home and sign the papers. He said, yes, you can send the papers, he will sign. And, you know, my father had read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, but like a lawyer, you know, looking for arguments he could use. And he said, I read in the Bhagavad Gita that you can be Krishna conscious at home. Prabhupada said, yes. So he said, what is the problem if my son comes back home? He said, yes, but there's also the question of association. It's very important to have the proper association. So, my mother saw the direction things were going in, and she began to cry. And Prabhupada's sister, Pishima, was there. Oh yeah, my mother, she was concerned about my health, because I'd become very thin. I had been sick, and I'd become very thin. And she was very concerned that I get enough protein, because in those days people thought if you don't eat meat, you won't get enough protein. That was the conception. So Prabhupada always had like a jar with sandesh or rasgulla. So he had Pishima distribute them. And he said to my mother that these sandesh are made of cheese. They are very high in protein. and he said to me, you must eat 2 dozen rasgulla and sandesh every day. So, Prabhupada was lightening the atmosphere, but still my mother was not satisfied. So, then Prabhupada said, all right, let him stay with me for 6 months. They came in October. He said, now it will be cold in the West, and I'm in India. Let him be with me, and after 6 months, when I come to the West, I'll bring him with me. So I said, you know, just see how intelligent Srila Prabhupada is. You know, when the weather is good in India, he stays in India, and then when it's hot in India and the weather's good in America, he goes to America. And by now, my father was getting very enlivened by Srila Prabhupada's association. And he said, actually, he is very intelligent. And Srila Prabhupada said, well, actually, your son is intelligent because he has understood my motive to be where the weather is good. And my father said, no, actually, you are very intelligent, he said to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, well, I guess I must be intelligent. Otherwise, how could I attract so many intelligent young men like your son? So it was going well. By Prabhupada's mercy, it was going well, and it was sort of concluded like that. I would stay with him for 6 months, and then when he went to the West, I would come with him. So on the way out, my father commented, I can say 2 things about your master. And in my father's system of values, these were about the highest compliments that he could pay anyone. He said, one, he's a brilliant organizer. And two, he really knows how to deal with people. So then, as a very small epilogue, from Calcutta we went to Delhi for the first Delhi Pandal, and Prabhupada had received an invitation to Madras, but he was going to bring some of his disciples, well, basically all of his disciples, from Delhi to Vrindavan for the first time. But he wanted someone to go to Madras to accept the invitations. And I knew the secret of success is to please the guru. So I volunteered. I missed the bus to Vrindavan and I went to Madras. And in Madras, I was living at different people's homes and preaching, you know, day and night preaching. And incidentally, I started to put on weight. And so Prabhupada said, he wrote me, or maybe when he said it when he came, that you should take a picture and send it to your mother. So So he protected everyone. He protected everyone, the parents as well. And I guess as a but the preaching, I think I, you know, although it's true, Prabhupada had his disappearance pastime here, and it was a very memorable occasion. I mean, there were so many lessons. But my most vivid memory is just him sitting and preaching, and it could have been here, it could have been in Juhu, it could have been in Calcutta, where everyone's just sitting and talking about Krishna. And reading about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, especially Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Bhai Bhav, you really see that that is our line. That is the line of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and that was really caught by Srila Prabhupada and manifest in the most extraordinary way, which is unprecedented in history. Not only unprecedented in history, but it will also be unequaled in the future. He was the one who took the order of Mahaprabhu and Prithivi Deyate Dota Nagar Adigram. And we are the recipients of Prabhupada's mercy. He's created our good fortune, and so we have to share that with others. Hare Krishna.